What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Mental Mobility Podcast. We are live. Okay, this is episode number 132. Going live today because of, first off, I'm trying it. Right, I'm really excited about it because I have all this new equipment. So thank you to everyone that's on our Patreon and really helps support the channel, because now you can actually see the from saving and really appreciating the things you're doing for us here at the podcast. And I got a new camera and I got new wires and I got microphones and really reinvesting what it is you're supporting with us to help it become better, to become something, right? Something cooler than just my iPhone from back in 2010, 2009. Was it even my iPhone? No, it was like a flip cam type of thing. But I hope you guys are doing good. Today is a kind of a self-revelating day. I was with someone today and kind of going over like the new format of mental mobility, and it's really cool that we're trying to do. But the one thing that was missing from the person that said it was like, seems like you're not doing it from your heart, right? You're not doing it from where it not needs to be, but where it can be from, right? You kind of lost that. So going through it, I never even saw it, right? I never noticed or I saw it. And the reason I call this letting go is because I myself have transformed, right, in this space, right? I've transformed myself, my personal self. Pete Isip feels great, right? Sure, I have my ups and downs of what I have and my episodes, but at the same time, I feel like a brand new person. Right, I feel like I have everything where I kind of want it to be. Not really what I want it to be, but for the most part, I feel good. Until I have to start coaching. Until I have to start showing exercises. Until I have to start showing technique or form. And what you hear from me and what I did not notice until it was brought into light is the anger, the hate, the resentment that I have for fitness, for Crank, for the people that I've left, right? And didn't realize that I was so conditioned to be annoyed when training, to be annoyed when putting programs together. Because after a while of running a business and trying to create something out of nothing, you kind of get fed up and you go through motions and you give all you can, right? Trying to separate yourself from any other gym or trying to separate yourself from other people, right? Other businesses, not saying they're my competition, but how did I separate myself from them? It was me, right? It was that extra hour that I would go into the gym to go come talk to someone that's having a problem. It was the extra text message that I would shoot out when someone was in need. It was the extra mile I would go for someone to help them do something and to hopefully for them to feel better. But what I realized was that when it came time for me, right, when COVID hit, people just left me. And as much as I say it's okay and that was okay and it's not, and it's not. It was not. It was not okay. It was not okay for me. It hurts. Right? You guys lost me, right? I lost 200 people. 200 people that I cared about, that I gave my all to, that I woke up early for, that I stayed up late for, that I showed up to their kids' birthdays, that I came out for their birthdays, that I got them Christmas presents, that I trained them. I gave them my all and they left. Not a fault of your own, of theirs, right? Not their fault. It was COVID. What else are you going to do? People are fucking dying left and right, right? Family members included, dying left and right. It's scary. But it doesn't mean it didn't hurt. and I cried in the car thinking about it, and finally saying it out loud was the greatest thing to feel. It was almost like an under, and there's more. Like, I'm not done, right? There's not a slow process. I actually asked chat. I asked a robot to fucking help me out here. So that's what I'm going to do, is I'm just going to read out some of the things, because this is not for you guys. I'm just literally televising my own self-growth, right? I'm televising my, I got to turn this music off. Sorry, guys. Give me a second. Cool. I just hear this lo-fi music in the background. And if you haven't, you know, hit the like button. Subscribe if you're new to the channel. Or if you're that guy that said that these lights are absurd. Someone on a YouTube short said my gamer lights are absurd for a gym. Yeah, don't you know what I'm trying to do here, guy? I don't fucking use those when I lift. But I did catch your attention. So it fucking worked, right? And look at that guy up there. His name's Bad Bunny. He's my jujitsu dummy, where I just grab his leg half the time and try to choke him out. So if you think those lights are absurd, tell me he's not absurd. I just want to maybe, hopefully you comment again. So thank you, Big Yams. I appreciate your trolls. So let me read here. I'm trying to go through this thing. And, you know, I'm really going to try to do my best to get through this self-growth as well, because, like, here's where I didn't get to. It's like I found myself, right? I found out what matters most to me. I found out what's helping me. But what I cannot let go of is Crank Pete, right? I can't let go of Crank Pete. And I think I'm in the steps of doing so. But usually when you're looking for growth or trying to let go of something, there's something always deeper that you never recognize. Right? I never recognized until the person called me out and was like, this is what's happening. Don't you see it? I didn't see it. I didn't see how I was talking or delivering, how my podcast episodes have been. Right? The person took a break from the podcast, watched one that was more recent, and was like, oh, you can see it. Like, when I'm in my element and doing this, it's clear, right? I'm clear. But once I get to doing pull-aparts or bench press technique or line drills, you can see the sarcasm. You can see the hate. You can see the boredom. You can see the frustration come out. And I rewatched it. I was like, oh, man, it's very subtle. Not that you'd probably ever notice, but if you know me, I used to love doing that. You know, I used to love coaching. I used to love showing people how to be better through line drills and all the little things, right? It made me happy. It really, really, truly made me happy. Until you were broken 3,000 times. Until you took too much on. And that's not anyone else's fault but mine. Maybe not even mine. But there's one thing that has to happen. It's got to change. So I am using this list to help me change, to help me figure it out. And I will show you guys what it is. Give me a second. If you want to, I wrote it. I typed it all out in the description. So if you want to just read what I'm going to be reading, I put all there for you. And these are just 10 steps, right? 10 quick steps that you can use for letting go, right? And I'll read it verbatim. Wow, I can't believe you used that word, verbatim. That's interesting. What's a verbatim mean? Word for word? I think it's got to be, right? All right. Letting go of the past version of yourself, especially one that has been experiencing hurt and disappointment, can be challenging yet essential process for personal growth and healing. Here are some steps you can take. So number one, right, I'm going to try my best to go through these. And then I have 30 things that I can do. I'm going to go through 10 for the sake of this live. And if you want more and you want the other ones, just comment down below and let me know if you want me to continue this. If not, I'm probably going to do it anyway. Acknowledge and accept your feelings. Recognize that it's normal to feel hurt, disappointed, or betrayed. Allow yourself to feel these emotions without judgment. And that's hard, right? I judged myself because I didn't want to blame other people for my pain. I want to blame my own self for my own pain. Guys, if you were part of Crank and you were here, like, that shit hurt, man. And I don't think you know that. You think that it's just, you know, Pete's fucking bipolar took over. No, man. When I had to close the gym It was the hardest decision in my fucking life. When I told people we were going to close for a couple weeks till COVID happens and people were canceling memberships left and right, I didn't know what to do with myself. It's almost like I gave them so much of me, and in an instant, you walk away. I helped them out so much with everything that they've ever done, and in an instant, you fucking walked away. We had a pandemic. I get it. But it still hurt. You know, and me recognizing that pain, that frustration, is the key to healing. It's the key to feeling better. Seek support. Talk to friends, family, professional therapists. Sharing your feelings can be therapeutic and can provide you with different perspectives. Exactly. Right. This was kind of backwards. I was talking to the person, got some feedback, and it made more sense. And now I'm going to continue talking to my therapist, you know, so I feel like I can open up more to that person to really clear out the thoughts that might be subconscious, the thoughts that are a little bit deeper, the thoughts I never knew existed, but they were there. For me to cry because of admitting to a feeling that I've pushed down is real. And I wonder if you also have that same thing. Do you have that thing that, like, you just want to say, but you pushed it down so much that it just you just conditioned yourself to not even think about it anymore, to not even talk about it anymore, to not even show an emotion towards it? And that can be painful. Reflect on the lessons learned. Consider what you've learned from your experiences. Understanding the lesson help you grow to prevent similar situations in the future. Yes. So, quick story. Recently, I am bartending, and I've grown to hate it more. I love the craft of it. I love the creation of it. I love making new stuff and sampling and testing and citrus with sugar, with spirit, with bitter. Like, it's fun. And then a motherfucker asked me if he could have no onions on a cheeseburger, and I want to fucking stab him. Right. Excuse me. Do you guys have hand rolls, or are they just sushi mom? I don't fucking know, man. I just fucking make drinks, and then I have to look at this computer. I don't even know what's on it. Right. There was one guy one time was like, do you guys have this sandwich? I was like, we don't got that sandwich. They're like, I was here last week. You guys have that sandwich. I was like, well, I don't see it. I was like, you sure about that? He's like, yeah, it's right here. I was like, well, I can't find it on the computer. I don't know. I'm not a food guy. I don't like studying menus. I don't care if you get onions on your fucking burger or not, honestly. I don't care if you have fucking, you said no ketchup and ketchup is on the side. It's on the side. Throw it out. Get over it, dude. But it's things like that. Obviously, you can tell I don't have that patience because I don't want to give that energy to someone that, yeah, sure, I like making a drink. See you later. Have a great time. Talk to someone else. Why do you have to talk to me? I don't want to fucking talk to you. I just want to make some money, right? And that's what it is. I'm doing it to make money, which is very important. And it took us to where we needed to be, right? It was a time where Nat had to leave her job because she fucking hated it, right? It was driving her crazy. It was making her sick. So I told her to quit. I took on more roles of work, created income for what we needed, support herself with what we needed. And now she's back. And now I am lucky enough. I'm so fortunate to be able to have this decision to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to train again. And that's what it is, right? This one said, reflect on lessons learned. I can do it again. And like this week, I actually took my resume. I was putting stuff out for bartender, like trying to find different gigs around here. And then I was like, oh, I got to stay up late. I hate staying up late. I would rather train someone at 5 in the morning every day than have to stay awake and close the fucking bar at 11. This is late for me. Some of these places are open all night, right? In Vegas, these motherfuckers don't sleep. And then they go out after. Fuck that shit. It's just, I feel like it's time. You know, I put things out. F41, Orange Theory, and a little piece of me gets biased to like, I'm better than that. You know, a little bit of ego. It's like, I used to own a gym and I did it myself. Why am I going to fucking sign up? You know why? Because I can. And it'll be better. And I can do what I love without having to worry about the overhead, the payroll, the people, and the lessons learned from the past. Creating boundaries, not giving all of me, giving what I know, and then showing them a different route to someone else. Right at Crank, I had to do it all because I didn't want to lose people, right? Not only for myself, but I had to keep the gym open. So I did whatever I can. I know nutrition. I get certified 1,000 times. I know training. I learned as many training protocols that you can. Someone gets hurt. I learned how to fucking use the any type of myofascial release. I used the bubbles and the cupping and the everything. I did everything I can. I learned everything I can so no one had to go anywhere. And you know what I was? A crutch therapist. That's what I was. I was there for anyone, anytime, any place for you to talk to. And I got $100 a month, $200 a month. Where a therapist session is $500 a month for me asking the same fucking questions they did. Ain't it weird? You know what I mean? And people just kind of don't see that, but that was my fault. That was my boundary, right? I pushed the boundaries. I let it happen. I wanted it to happen, honestly, because I really cared about people. I really care about you fuckers out there. But what, like, when COVID happened and you left, that was like punches in the liver, right? Oh, man, that hurt. Liver. Oh, kidney shot. Oh, and I got a really hard kidney shot and it went down. A couple blows. I gotta say, people stuck it out too. People hung. I was so grateful for those people. But I had to do it, you know? Still hurts, man. And it still does. I thought I was over it. But every time I put on a Crank hoodie or a Crank something, it's just something about me feels dirty. I was wearing a Crank hoodie before and I just couldn't do this podcast with it on because it really had this deep hate from that time. And I have to let it go. Because there's no way I can be able to be a better version of myself and or be a great podcaster / coach again without learning from my mistakes, right? And that was the one we saw. So focusing on self-care, engaging activities or promoting well-being. This could be exercise, meditation, pursuing hobbies, or getting enough rest. Set new goals. Identify what you want in life. Setting new goals can help shift your focus from your past to your future. And that's it. Self-care. I do it every day. Right? But I was doing for Pete. Now I have to do a little bit different. Right, I have to do self-care and readjust the way I coach, the way I speak, the way I talk about it and or cope with thoughts that may not feel good. Right, I may not feel good when I'm doing it this way and delivering a workout or delivering technique. It's almost like I have to fake being happy about it. I have to fake being excited about it, but I am. Right, but the way I'm conditioned now is completely different. The way I'm conditioned now was the last year of Crank during COVID. Was I very excited on Zoom? No. Was I very excited in the parking lot? No. Was I so excited to bring out all of my fucking deadlift equipment on a Saturday morning to a parking lot so everyone can be happy that they're doing something heavy? No, I fucking hated it. And that's what I relate to coaching now. Hate. Thoughts of stacking kettlebells into the back of my fucking SUV and watching the tires drag down the ground makes me sick to my fucking stomach. The thought of making people line up in the parking lot. The genius idea, for sure. every parking space was a different person to get your 6 feet of separation fucking makes me nauseous. So now I have to make sure that I do the self-care techniques that we talk about, but now in relation to a different person, not my life now, not me as a dad, as Pete Isett, but as Crank Pete and or Trainer Pete. Crank Pete has to die. Crank Pete has to kill himself. No more Crank Pete. And it fucking sucks and it hurts. Like, it just hurts to say that. It fucking hurts to say that. I'm Coach I. That's who I am. Right? That was the trainer that loved coaching. When I coach wrestlers and I was Coach I and raising young men and women in wrestling and conditioning and working out, that was the most rewarding, selfishly rewarding job, hobby, whatever. I never got paid for that. Honestly, I was a volunteer half the time of my life. So Coach I has to come back. And people call me Coach I, right? People don't call me Crank Pete. You can say Pete from Crank. You call me Coach Pete. But Coach I was the guy that I really loved. You know, that's the guy that really cared. Coach I was the one that made Crank. And then he turned to Crank Pete, the guy in the newspaper, the guy on Men's Health, the guy at the Chamber of Commerce, the guy at the parades, the guy that had to be everywhere for everything. Right? He was doing it for the wrong reasons now. To give people a roof so they didn't have to go anywhere else. Setting new goals was the next one, right? Setting new goals was number 5. And for me, that's getting back into training and learning how to train again in a way that makes sense to me. Right? A way that I can deliver it with a smile and the same care that I did in 2000. The same smile that I gave when it was 1996. That's how long ago I've been coaching for, guys. 1996. Once I graduated high school, I started coaching. And I've never stopped since. So you could put that on a fucking resume, but no one cares. But that's when it was developed. That's when I learned that I can make an impact on people. And that people actually listen to what I do. And what I may know. Number 6, practice forgiveness. This includes forgiving others and yourself. Holding on to anger and resentment can hinder your ability to move on. Boom. Fucking boom. Here, I'll say it again. Oh, wait, I lost it. Practice forgiveness. This includes forgiving others and yourself. Holding on to anger and resentment can hinder your ability to move on. How can I move on if I never forgive myself? How can I move on if I never forgive the people that left me? How can I move on if I can't forgive the people that have drained all of my energy and everything I've given to them? I don't blame anyone. I forgive everyone. But I don't forgive myself for what I've done. Don't you think it hurts me every day knowing that I made the call and had a meeting with the landlord and told him we're going to close those doors? I remember the conversation like it was fucking yesterday. I remember we were sitting on the curb. I remember I was scared to talk. I remember I did not want to do it. And I blame myself every day for all these weird changes. And as you watch people's lives move on, I always say, if the gym never closed, that wouldn't have happened. If the gym was still here, that would have never happened. And this is other people's lives, not mine, unfortunately. So I have to forgive myself for the things that I've done. And it's not anything anyone probably thinks of or thinks or know of, right? They don't fucking know that this is how I felt or still feel, honestly. Create a new narrative. I don't know what that means. Start to redefine who you are beyond your past experiences. You're not just a sum of what happened to you, but also what you choose to become. That's next. I'm not that person. I'm not Crank Pete. I'm not even Coach I. I am Coach Pete. I am a great fucking trainer. I am a great coach. I keep it simple. I can communicate with people, and I genuinely care about people's life transformations. I want to see people change because I understand what it's like to feel like you have no way out. You have no way out and you have zero direction or scared to find direction. Why the fuck do you think I make these videos? Because maybe someone somewhere will listen to it and be like, fuck, this guy did it. I can do it too. This Filipino ass from New Jersey can leave completely and move to the other side of the country and redefine himself and find a new path, even with all these struggles and all these pigeonholes, I can do it too. That's why I make these videos. That's why I have this channel. And I forgot that. I got too attached to the algorithm. I got too attached to the right titles. I got too attached to the proper headlines. Sure, I've got to do it, right? You still got to work and play the game. But I forgot about why I do this. It's to help others through helping myself. And that's why we are here at Mental Mobility Podcast. Damn, that was fucking good. Ooh, that was good. Jesus. Embrace change. Got it. That's easy. Embrace change, guys. Understand that change is a part of life. Embracing it makes letting go of your past easier. Hard. We went this into the past podcast. We talked about that. And, you know, change is difficult. And it's hard for me to actually adapt to it quickly. So I know it's going to take time. And I know that coming with the right decisions and listening to my heart is the most important thing I can do right now. As much as I like bartending and being there and making money, I don't love it, right? It just doesn't do it for me. It's there for the money and that's it. That's it. Creativity-wise, I'll do it all day. Like I have tons of alcohol here now and I just create things and it's fun. Like that part, it's like science. It's like art. Right, I'm making things through spirits, through beverages. It's awesome. But then if someone asks me for a fucking side salad, oh, I'll punch a bitch in the face. Like, fuck out of here. I don't want your salad. Can I get a Caesar salad, please? Please don't make it taste like anchovies. Motherfucker, like, a Caesar salad is made of anchovies. Like, what the fuck do you want? It doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry. Embrace change. Stay present. I'm sorry. Sorry for getting angry. Number, obviously, I'm quitting. I'm quitting. I should quit tomorrow. I told them I'm coming in early. I think I'm quitting. Should I call right now, live, and just call out? Christmas Eve. I'm going to... You can feel the anger and the hate, right? And whenever I have to serve food, I'm not a happy person. So I think I'm going to... Ring. Hey, I'm calling out. I quit, actually. You know, that me. Hopefully, someone from the restaurant is watching this podcast. Stay present. Number 9. So here we go. Stay present. Try to live in the moment. Mindfulness practices can help you focus on the here and now, reducing the hold past experiences have on you. That's good. Try to live in the moment. Mindfulness practices can help you focus on the here and now, reducing the hold past experiences have on you. So really trying to be present, trying to be here, trying to stay focused. Hard for me, right? That's why it's called the practice. But it'll help us get rid of the things that we are thinking about. Because I'm sure we go back down. And I still do it. Like I still go on Facebook and it hurts me. because it gives me like 10 years ago, bang, 15 years ago, ooh, it's like that, right? And it just fucking greatest videos ever I made. It's so simple. So simple. People doing bear crawls and jumping jacks, or I was just fucking around as coaches. It was a great time. You know, but when I get into that, you know, it's happiness, but it's also resentment. It's a lot of pain behind those videos as well. And last one for this one is be patient with yourself. Healing is not linear. There will be good and bad days. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. That makes sense. Remember, letting go of a personal journey, it takes time. Be gentle with yourself as you navigate this path. I feel like that's the hardest part, honestly, is trying to be nice to yourself and speak to yourself in a nice manner and stay positive with what it is you're trying to create or recreate or do over. Whereas we can always go back to, you know, what it was. We could always fall back to our strongest emotion. And for me, it's anger, right? Anger, sadness. It's a very strong emotion for me. It's very, you've seldom see me happy, right? It's usually hidden. If not, it's humorous or laughter or sarcastic. But anger is one thing that I can harness pretty fast. And I'm not going to say it's wrong, right? But it has to be controlled. It has to be redirected. I have to learn to love me again, right? I was going to say love training again. Training has nothing to do with it. I have to learn to love me as a coach and reconnect myself with what it was I fell in love with. And you already saw that, I don't know, about 5 minutes ago, 5-10 minutes ago, if you want to go back, kind of spat out what it was. And I'm sure I'll put that up somewhere as a solo video because it means a lot. You know, I was doing things at the end of my career. I was doing things for not any reason besides making money. And I have to, right? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I met a lot of people through it. But I really pushed myself a little further than I need to push. And now I know for next time, which is going to be soon. I hope I get a call tomorrow. I hope I get an interview tomorrow. And if it's like, hey, you want to work? Yeah, I do. I don't care if I make $15, $20 an hour. I don't care. You know, it sucks because like I can make $100 an hour, right? Isn't it hard? Like, hard choice there. I can make $100 an hour bartending, or I can make $20 an hour doing something I really like and doing something that I'm really fucking good at. Like, I'm really good at it, guys. If you do not know me, I am sure anyone that is listening that has worked with me will comment down below and let you know that I'm really good at training. I just have that. You know, I may not be the best strength coach. I may not be the best endurance coach. Pretty fucking good, though. I may not be the best kettlebell instructor, but I'm decent. But we developed a system that just worked for general populations in large group settings. I was really good at it. But even though I was good at it, doesn't mean I loved it. Right? Especially at the end tail of things. So I have to learn to reconnect my soul, literally my soul, with myself again when it comes to that field, when it comes to that sector. I'm happy with Dad Pete. I'm happy with husband Pete. I'm happy with brother Pete. I'm happy with family Pete. The most important part. But we're leaving Bart Simpson's doppelganger in the closet, right? Crank Pete. He's just in the closet, covered up with blood, knees down, head down, covered in a hoodie. Just there, taking up space, doing nothing besides hating and waiting for the moment to get revenge. Waiting for the moment to get back. I think that motherfucker got to die. You know, that guy in a closet's got to die. he's already wants to. So I kind of got to let him go. You know, and I'm fucking F45, Pete. Makes me laugh. It makes me laugh because there's no fucking way if I was in New Jersey that I could work anywhere else. You imagine if I worked somewhere else in New Jersey in a gym? Like, hey, you're Crank Pete. Why are you working at Gold's Gym? I don't fucking know. But that's the ego. Right? But here I'm clean. No one knows me. No one knows anything about me. Sometimes I try to tell the stories to these bartenders just because of conversation. We talk to things and it kind of makes sense. And they don't give a fuck. They don't care. So it's good to know that I can recreate myself into something that I love dearly. And I know you can too. Right? This is not just me speaking to me. This is me speaking to me through and for you. I'm learning through this journey. 100% learning in this journey. And hopefully you guys get a little glimpse of what it's like to change your life around. If you feel like this podcast meant something to you, subscribe. If you feel like this podcast did something for you, comment. Let me know. So at least I'm not here sitting in the fucking dark. Literally in the dark with two lights on, four lights on. And Bad Bunny in the background. And I'm not just wasting my time. Episode 132. Peace out, guys.